A freshly launched online campaign aims to curb trolling on the Czech internet. Actual comments, including those wishing all kinds of deaths on gays, Muslims and members of other minorities, are superimposed on photos of 40 or so targets of such venom in their campaign "We're All in This Together," which has caused quite a stir. The person behind it is Lukáš Hodek from the government's Hate Free Culture project. He spoke to Ian Willoughby.
The idea was first to show the real comments and the real people, that when you write a hate comment on Facebook or in online discussion, you don't really very often see the real person behind it who is going to be tackled by the comment. But of course, there is always somebody on the other side who will read it and who can be traumatized. So that was the first aim. And the second one was to show that everybody is concerned, that it doesn't matter like to which group you belong. You can always be target of hate speech. So it doesn't matter if you are famous or if you are not, if you are Muslim, Roma, or if you are a blonde woman, it doesn't matter, because you always can be target of hate speech.
Do you think perhaps that there could be a danger that you're preaching to the converted with this campaign, because people who already dislike this kind of trolling will surely just agree with it, but perhaps it could be a kind of red rag to the kind of people who write such comments as these?
It is always such a danger, but we focus mostly on those people who are not on two extremes, who are in the middle and who are probably not writing such extreme comments, but they could, or they don't really think about it. So this is targeting them so that they can think about it before they write something like that, even to their friends.
Do you think that the comments that you've used in this campaign, some of them are really outrageous, with language about gas chambers and God knows what, do you think they're a reflection of Czech society or of the Czech internet?
I think it's more reflection of the internet, because as we could see in our experiment with refugees from Syria, when people are face-to-face to some people, they never treat them this way as they treat them on the internet. So I think we are not really very strong in communication online. And it's maybe because we just don't have so much experience with that, and we don't really think about the impact of what we are writing.
And you say in your campaign literature that something like almost 2.5 million hate comments have been made on the Czech internet in the last 6 months. Where did you find that number?
We are monitoring with a company called Jeseter. They are for us monitoring hate speech on Czech internet. And thanks to the keywords, we can monitor how people discuss about them. So these 2.5 million comments are only comments that were written on Roma, Jews, refugees, Muslims and LGBT community. So thanks to these keywords, we can really know how many radical comments we have online.
And so
of course, there are many more. There are many more, because we cannot really monitor all of the groups.
So far, I know you've only launched this campaign, but so far, what has been the reaction?
The reaction is very positive. I mean, we had only one negative reaction, or negative reaction in case of one photo, where is one Czech model that herself sometimes write hate comments on Facebook. So that there is a very live discussion about it, like why she is part of the campaign, because she is not hate-free. That's the question, if we can hate or write hate comments to people who write not very good comments themselves, and we think it's not good at all as well. So this is just some kind of negative response, but the other responses are until now very positive.